We are in the second shir of this minor, right? Vayomer Elokim Yirakia. And what we were discussing yesterday, we were on page Mem Ches in the old book. What page are we on the new book?
Ayin Beis.
Ayin Beis. Okay, now we're talking. And we are holding by this idea of explaining a deeper connection. Right, we're talking about the Midah of Tiferes, the Midah of Rachamim, and we explained the concept of the extremes of both Gvura and Chesed. Let's start from the middle of the page. V'hine inyan hiskalus. Right, we're literally in the middle of the page. There's a period there. It says like this. V'hine inyan hiskalus. The idea of this hiskalus, the idea of this interconnection of everything included. The chesed v'gvura yimtza mitzad ha-moichin de gadlus gamkin. We'll see this in moichin de gadlus gamkin. In other words, what we're talking about is the chalishus of the extremes, the weakening of the extremes of the emotions. Right? That's what we're talking about here. But kamosh amar azal be'yavamos daf ayin ches amud beis al pasuk asher Mishpato Paolo. What does that mean? His judgment is his action. Meaning what? Vasher Mishpato Sham Paolo. Where he judges, that's where his action. Perish Rashi. B'makom Shidani Mesa Adam. In the place where you judge a person. Sham Maskirim Poyel Tzidkosav. That's where you will remind yourself. Right, that's where you will remember his tzitkas of his righteousness. Behind you, what does it mean? Mashakas of al Shaul, the al Beis Adamim, the al Shehemis, etc. Talking about Shaul and Beis Adamim, etc., etc. What is it talking about? It's talking about, this is a very famous one, al Shaul Shalod Nispad Kahalacha, the al Beis Adamim Shaharag Noiv Ir Kayanim. Right, that Shaul did not nispad. He did not give a haspad eulogy kahalacha, but al beis hadamim. Right, that's where they killed out the entire city of Noiv, Ira Kaihanim, but al shehemis, etc. Har yesh kan hiskalus the beis amidas chesed v'gvura. So you have here this concept. Let's read further so we can understand what we're saying. V'chein mashakasuv al afi v'al chamasi. Now, what in the world is this talking about? What is happening here? Amna, his kalus mitzad ha-moichin hu rak ma shenoisim makom lachesed v'legvura. Behindu shemitzad gadlus ha-moichin yesh makom l'shneim. Okay, so what he's saying is like this. Once you're in holding in the level of chesed, or you're holding in the level of gvura, so you're going to be an extreme in either of these ways. Once this is taking over, this is the normal way of functioning, right? So you have an intellect that sees something and judges a certain way, and then all of a sudden, right, the emotion is going to act upon that judgment that happens in your brain. This guy is a great guy, and therefore I'm going to give him chesed. This guy is a bad guy, therefore I'm going to give him judgment. Therefore I'm going to be acting in a way of gvura towards him. All of this is the normal way of functioning. That the brain sees something, the brain understands something, sends a message to the heart. The heart reacts in a certain way. What we're trying to accomplish here is the opposite of that. Not that the heart doesn't react to the brain, but that we are lifting our brains up to sit in a different point of view. What we're saying is like this. Let's say, right, that I'll give you an example. Everyone here has been to Disney World, right? You've been to Disney World? No one's been to Disney World here? Elad, you never went to Disney World?
I've never gone to Disney World.
That's because you're from Ireland. There's no Disney World in Ireland.
Yeah, I went.
You never went to Disney World? Your parents didn't take you to Florida, to Orlando?
Isn't there a Disney World in somewhere in Britain?
In Paris, I think there's a Disney World also. I never went to that one. You went to the one in Paris?
No.
Oh. Anyway, you went to Disney World? Chaim, okay. Okay, so I also went to Disney World. Probably in 1977. So back then, one of the highlights was this thing called the Haunted Mansion. You went to the Haunted Mansion when you were there? And the Haunted Mansion. So everyone. What? No, it wasn't a roller coaster. It was just this. At the end, actually, there's like a little bit of a ride or whatever. Yeah, elevators and stuff like that. Okay, so you go in, and everyone piles into this room, which is supposed to be like this mansion room with all these portraits on the walls of all these happy people. And then what happens is, that's your point of view, and all of a sudden, the ride, so to speak, begins. And the floor lowers down. And you see on each of these pictures that you thought was these happy people, really, you see a bigger picture. You see, like, one is being chased by alligators, and one is just a picture of him on the top of a grave site, and one is, in other words, everything, your perspective changes, because you see the full picture. Lahavdil, in essence, that's what we're talking about here. What we're talking about here is the initial way a person looks at things. He catches a certain point of view. Right, you look at a story, you see a certain point of view. What we're looking for, what he's saying is, if we could have a bigger brain, a bigger perspective, we're able to see things from a bigger point of view, and we're able to now we're able to have a different type of emotional reaction. That's what we're aiming for. That's the idea of hiskalus chesed and gevura. Meaning what? Meaning that our first point of view and our initial reaction towards things, very often a knee-jerk reaction, is I see something that's bad, so I'm going to lash out at it. A more mature person, which very few people are more mature in the light of Hasidus, more mature person means someone who is like a really developed person, is able to take a step back and able to try to see the entire story. And therefore, even though really he deserves the gvura, but really when you see the bigger story, you could understand why this happened this way. And so therefore, maybe he deserves the gvura, maybe he doesn't, but for sure he could definitely take rachamim. He for sure can take compassion. This is this concept. This concept is of meichin, of godless, of bigger meichin, right, is this idea that we're able to look at a picture, look at a story, and see it from a completely different point of view, and therefore the emotional reaction to whatever that event is going to be completely different. This is what he's calling here, tapping into something greater in your mind. And therefore, because you're tapping into something greater in your mind, the whole cascade of events that always happens when you are involved in anything in life is going to be different, which is a wild idea, right? Because this is modern, but this is a very, very interesting way of looking at things, because we see this very much nowadays in the world, that the objective is to change the initial point of view. If you could change the initial point of view, see things from a larger place, your whole way of expressing yourself with other people is going to change. Because you're not going to be like a child, you know, oh, he took my stickers, so I'm going to take his stickers. You know, that's like a child's point of view. Or he took my gum, I'm going to lash out at him and punch him in the mouth. You know, whatever. And you see that even in adults, very often we still carry along with that same childish way of looking at things, right? He did tit, and I will do tat, right? That's the way it works. Back tit for tat, tit for tat, tit for tat. What he's discussing here is how do I get out of that loop, in a certain way, of acting in this very immature manner? So this is what he's saying here. Take a look again, right? He says like this. Uh, So therefore, you're able to have two midos that could be running opposite to each other. On the one hand, what he did deserves gvura. On the other hand, I appreciate why he did what he did. Like, I get it. He's coming from this point of view, or he's coming from this scenario. And therefore, I can appreciate why he acted the way he acted. So you have, on the one hand of you, a feeling of your initial reaction, which is lash out in gvura. On the other hand, you have this other point of view of chesed, of appreciating why he's acting the way he's acting and understanding it. That doesn't make what he did right, but at least I can understand where he's coming from. And now I could choose to act in a compassionate way towards this other person, because I could have chesed and gvura, as opposed to being a limited person who can only see this. I could only see this one narrow, and that's what they talk about, people that have like a narrow point of view. People that have a narrow point of view could only see like this much, and therefore anyone that's not in that, they can't see beyond that, and therefore they're going to fight. Those types of people are always fighting, always arguing, always having issues with everyone around them, because their point of view is so small that they can't relate to anything that doesn't fit in their pigeonhole. Yeah, David, what were you going to say?
So it's sounding like Midas at Ferris is just the idea of empathy.
It is. Well, more the idea of compassion than empathy.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So where would you...
But hold on 1 second. But having said that, we're talking about here, the Midah is coming from the brain, though. In other words, the Midah is a natural... expression of the brain sending down a signal into the heart. In other words, the Midah is not coming about by itself.
Right.
The whole idea here is Chabad. The idea is the intellect is driving a certain stance, which is going to cause a reaction of my emotions in a certain manner. Yeah, Elad.
The Gevura is the way you first look at it, where you see that, oh, he didn't behave. My brother screamed at my mom at dinner. He deserves to be punished, locked in his room, and taking his iPad away. Oh, and then the chesed, because you said there has to be both opposites. So the chesed would be looking at him where, he's coming from this place, not his fault. He wasn't raised properly, I didn't know better. And therefore, he's actually fit for me to give him still kindness. Then the compassion would be, after you see both the chesed and the gvura, to actually say, okay, even though in practicality, he did do something bad, but I'm still going to be compassionate because I understand where he's coming from.
Something like that, yeah. Or it could be the other way. It could be that you want to give chesed to this person, he's acting in such a nice way, right? He's acting like this. And all of a sudden you see, well, he had really an ulterior motive for acting this way, and it wasn't such a nice thing, right? In other words, it's not only gvura to chesed, it's also chesed to gvura. It's each of those, chesed and gvura, can be very extreme. Each of them can be very extreme. The idea is to be able to go above both of them, to be able to see a bigger picture and be able to see lots of different sides.
So
yeah.
Seeing the bigger picture with like the first initial thing is gvura, and when you start to like see but where he's coming from, understand where he's coming from, is that chesed or tiferes?
It could be chesed. You could see a point of view of chesed.
What would be tiferes in that?
Tiferes then is that you're able to combine both of them together, that you're able to recognize that you could see things from more than one point of view. In other words, if you look at a child, it's very hard for them to see things from more than one point of view, right? In other words, this kid treated me bad, therefore I'm going to punch him in the mouth, right? Or this kid said this, so therefore I have to say that. Or this kid, right? It's a very, very limited point of view. And you could be an adult that looks like that also. Or you can be a more developed person that is able to not only look at the limited point of view and the limited perspective, but could see things from a higher perspective, like the story of, right? In other words, when we went into the haunted house in Disney World, at first we see everything is all hunky-dory, everything's perfect, everything's so wonderful. And then you look, as the rest of the picture, plays out, you see all these things are very negative. So if you would have only stopped at the first point and you only see this, if you see, oh, so wait, you see a bigger point of view, you could, you have just a larger perspective, which usually requires a person to not just react, right, to whatever, you know, like the initial knee-jerk reaction that so many of us have, or, you know, most of us have, right, usually is not the best reaction to things. Yeah.
The ultimate purpose of is the response of this whole thing of getting yourself out of the loop of because there's a cause it means that there has to be an effect. Getting out of that cycle is meant to help. Is it meant to help myself, or is it meant to help the other person? What's the point of it?
Well, first of all, it's not that you're getting out of ilav al, because the you know, Machan the Godless also causes ilav al. So in other words, let's not use those types of terms. Let's just say that you're looking at things from a bigger point of view. The question that you're asking, though, why? Why should you be that way? That's an interesting question. And, you know, is it for the other person, or is it for me? And I think it's for everyone. The objective here in life is to be able to be a more developed person, you know, that isn't, you know, just pigeonholing everything in the world. You know, when a person is able to grow a little bit and be able to see things from a larger point of view, right, their life is going to change. Imagine that a person is living a life from a pigeonhole point of view, he is going to be a very limited person, you know, on so many different areas. So the people around him are going to suffer from that, and he's going to suffer from it, to be honest with you, right? Because he's always, everything is bad. Everything is, oh, this is good, this is bad, this is bad. You know, it's all judging, you know, complaining, issues, you know, that's the type of person that he is, as opposed to trying to lift himself up beyond that, which is obviously going to help him, and it's also going to help the people around him that are dealing with him, right? Everyone knows what it feels like to, you know, be with someone that's complaining every single moment of the day about this problem, that problem, this issue, that, on. It's not so pleasant to be around. But you could be that person also. And you know, and it's not even so much like, it's just you get into that limited mindset that's, you know, this is a problem, right? They had chicken again last night. They had this problem, and this teacher does this, or it's too cold in the dorm, it's too hot in the dorm, it's too foggy in the dorm, right? They let the cloud in, you know, whatever. You know, it becomes like you become that type of person. It's not, you know, it doesn't have to be that way. Yeah, Ariel.
I mean, I kind of thought about it, and then I'm like, okay, it's not enough. I was going to ask, like, why, like, doesn't Tanya recently teaches us, like, oh, you should be humble, like, you should consider every person in the marriage, but then it's not as if you're wiping away their sins, it's like you're even lower than them.
You're asking me why chapter 30 of Tanya exists?
I'm going to ask if you're supposed to view everybody like on an objective lens, like how could you have to consider yourself very like lower than every person?
How?
How?
How do you do it? He explains it over there. Look, you have to remember Tanya. You have to remember what Tanya is giving us. You know, about 30 or 40 different meditations that you could be living with. Most people are just reading Tanya, and you know, with Chitas especially, we're just reading Tanya. But really, each of these things is supposed to be like I hate to use the word because like it degrades it a little bit, but like a spiritual practice, like that particular thing. Can you live with that all day? Looking at everyone as being greater than you, right, is an idea, but it's there for a purpose. It's for someone that needs to, you know, sort of wake himself up in a certain way, right? He's in a state of timtum alev, right? That's what it's coming in reference to. So it's important when you read Tanya to understand why is it coming, what's the issue it's dealing with, and what's the spiritual practice it's trying to implement that you should be living with over the course of the day, so therefore you can, you know, try to impact whatever the issue is that it's trying to deal with, So that particular issue is a person who has timtum alev, and right, and he's not really alive in the world type of thing. You know, he's like doing everything rote, and he's you know, he's quite, you know, his ego has gotten the best of him in a lot of ways. And the objective there is to, you know, it's on the continuation of chapter 29, which is this idea of trying to so to speak, wake oneself up. And in waking oneself up, you know, both in terms of he in relationship to himself and he in relationship to another person. So one of the ways that it looks at it is tiyashafal ruach bifnei kol adam. So this is a spiritual practice that says when you look at another person to see that, you know, our tendency is to, you know, look at oneself as being a greater level, and maybe to look down on another person and to see that, no, adaraba, that really, you know, I am the one that needs to change. I am the one that needs to, you know, and even someone, and he brings over there a person that is, for example, maybe not following Yiddishkeit to the letter of the law. And here I'm a firm person, and so therefore I should be able to look down upon him. And showing over there that that is not the truth. And it goes through a whole how to do it. It explains over there. But let's go back inside. It says like this. Amnam, however, his kalus shemetzada meichin hu rak ma shenoisim makom lechesed v'gvura. However, the hiskalus that's coming from the Meichin is this idea of giving a place for both chesed and gevura. V'hainu, namely, the mitzad gadlus ha-Meichin, mitzad, the angle of gadlus ha-Meichin. Yesh makom l'shnehem. You have place for both. Aval lo shehamidos misbatlim be'etzim. Not that the midos themselves are totally nullified in their etzim. Adaraba, nimtzoyim shnehem v'gam poilim shnehem. What he's saying is that you find both of the midos are able to be, and they're both acting. So in other words, like what he's saying here is like this, is that we're not looking to nullify the midos. We're not looking to extinguish the midos. In other words, you could be, let's talk about it in terms of a person dealing with different kids in a classroom, right? The objective here is not to quiet down everyone's opinion in the classroom, every kid, what he has to say, and say, oh, just, you know, you be quiet, and you be quiet, and you be quiet, and whatever, and just buttle to the teacher. What he's saying here is that each person, it can express their opinions, and each person has an opinion, and you're able to hear all the opinions. So in other words, what he's saying here is not that chesed becomes buttle, and gvura becomes buttle. It's that there is chesed and there is gevura and they're able to get along with each other. That's the idea here. That's like the real growth. Not a matter of take them all away and so therefore I'm the only one that's left. If you take them all away and I'm the only one that's left, so that's not really what we're talking about. What we're saying is that each one can be, but in their being, they're able to live with the other person. So in the idea of the midos, you could have chesed and you could have gevura, but the chesed acts like chesed and the gevura acts like gevura, and it's not a stira, it's not a contradiction one to the other. So in the world, it means you don't have to mevatel another person to be able to live with him. He could have his point of view and you could have your point of view, and you're able to live with each other and not have to change the other person. You don't have to, you know, go around making the other person into you. That's not the idea here. The idea is the other person could be the other person and you could be you, and it's okay. Yeah.
I have two questions. Where does that come from? The fact that you have to, the need to make another person in, like, almost think the same way as you? Because that's like, you can see like if a person has a, like, doesn't apply this concept of fairness, and they almost like force their position or experience upon another person. Where does that come from?
It comes from the animal souls. It comes from a person's arrogance, a person's ego. That if someone else, that's the small-minded person. That person, either you're like me or I can't stand you. Right?
So it's not kedusha.
No, it's not kedusha.
So we're talking about is not real. Is this just like
I mean, the point here is that we're not trying to be like that. But we're talking about inside of ourselves also now. We're talking about chesed and gvura inside of ourselves. But you could apply the same. I'm using the mashal of outside of oneself, right? Like kids in a class, right? A really good teacher is able to allow each of the students to be, and that in their being, they're able to, if a teacher is really a good teacher, he should be able to allow a student to be able to get along with another student and not have to have the same point of view, and also be able to listen to the teacher, right? If a teacher is a small-minded teacher, so then everyone else is just, you know, you want to just wipe the floor with everyone and get them just into this state of bittul, that there is no other points of view at all except for the teacher in the classroom. And therefore, no one else exists. That's the idea.
So my next question is, how does this aspect tie in with things that we discussed before about like the pnimius of your seichel influencing the, does that have anything, any relationship with pnimius of your seichel influencing the pnimius of your midos?
Yeah, because here we're looking at coming from a much deeper place inside of you. And a deeper place inside of you is not going to be as immature. And so therefore, a person with a greater mind, right, it means a more developed mind, which means a more mature mind, is going to, which is closer to the essence of who you are, mm-hmm. is going to be able to be able to live with everything else.
So,
and that's sort of the idea.
Does the concept of bechein apply to this also? It's like a chitzonius perspective, and okay, he doesn't agree with me, so therefore I have to treat him with it doesn't do this way. He doesn't treat me like this, so I have to.
Look, I don't think he's referring so much to here at this moment to bechein versus like the orient of just shining through him. I don't know. I don't think it's talking about that as much as just trying to give a general concept here. But you could probably dial down. Okay, Chevra, I have to go today.